Iranian students have held an event at the former U.S. Embassy in Tehran to voice their concerns over the mutual understanding reached in Lausanne between Iran and the P5 plus one.
Some of the students here seem to be not fully convinced that the Lausanne statement will lead to a lasting deal.
Lausanne's statement has some ambiguities. One major ambiguity is about the lifting of the sanctions. The Lausanne statement didn't provide details on the process of lifting the sanctions. The U.S. needs such ambiguities in order to change the deal whenever necessary.
Amid international acclaim of the Switzerland announcement, Israel has shown strong discontent over a mutual understanding between Iran and the P5 plus one. Some of the Iranian students believe that Tel Aviv is merely playing the role of bad cop in order to enable the U.S. government to impose its unreasonable demands not mentioned in the joint statement on Iran.
History proves that West shouldn't be trusted. They cheated on the Iranians many times before.
However, Iran has welcomed the Lausanne statement. Earlier, a top Iranian commander thanked the country's nuclear negotiating team, saying the outcome in the Swiss city of Lausanne has rendered ineffective U.S. options to force its political will on Iranians. Major General Mohammad Ali Jafari says the U.S. has now been forced to change its political behavior towards Iran and has chosen diplomacy to resolve the nuclear case. Last week, Iranians in the capital took to the streets to celebrate Switzerland's statement, which they say will benefit them.
Of course, if the other side lives up to its promises and removes the sanctions, Iranians will live more comfortably.
Despite the mutual understanding, diplomats cautioned the road ahead toward drafting a final deal by the end of June is not easy. But if negotiators succeed, it will be a victory for diplomacy and an end to years of dispute over Iran's nuclear program, as well as anti-Iran sanctions and threats. Youssef Jalali, Press TV, Tehran.